Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Toby.
Toasters, what's up?
Toasters.
Hey, I'm hoping you guys can help me out. I'm being ghosted by a lady.
Ooh, I thought he meant like a real ghost, like in his
lady.
House.
Not being haunted. No, but we went on a date. We met online. Everything was great. I thought the date was wonderful. And we felt like it seemed like we hit it off. But after the date, I haven't heard anything back. And I'm just hoping maybe you guys can help me out with that.
What'd you guys do on the date?
Yeah, because you got to give us a little more here, Toby.
Yeah, so let me start with, like, we were both really into fitness. Like,
oh.
So we hit it off based off of that. And so we went hiking.
Okay.
I thought it went really well. And just after the hike, you know, we hugged it out and never heard anything back.
And that was it, huh?
That was it.
What's her name?
Chandra.
Let's call Chandra.
Let's do it, Nancy.
All right.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Toby, where'd you guys go? You said you went hiking, right?
Yes, we went to Yellow Springs.
Oh, where did you go, to John Bryan, or did you go, what's that other
was
place?
Clifton Gorge?
Clifton Gorge, or?
Clifton Gorge.
Clifton Gorge is cool.
There you go.
That's hard over there. You know, Woody is allergic to hiking.
I'm allergic to fitness. So when he said that earlier, I was out. We're going to give her a call right now, so we need you to be real quiet, okay?
All right, will do. Thanks so much.
Hello.
Good morning, Chandra.
This is.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Woody, how are you?
I'm good. I don't know if I've ever met somebody named Chandra before.
It's a pretty name.
It
is that like a family name or something?
No, I mean, it's just, I don't know. My parents just liked it, I guess.
Okay. You're perplexed, aren't you?
A little bit. Just curious.
Well, we're K99.1 FM, the country station. But if you listen to us on the morning show, we do a segment that people really seem to love, Woody.
Yeah, it's called Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of it?
I have, actually. I'm familiar.
Okay.
Welcome.
You're on it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Now, you know how it works?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Okay. You know, somebody contacts us because they've gone on date number one. They want to go on date number two, but they need help.
Yeah.
So they call us.
Do you remember going hiking?
Yeah, I did. I went hiking with this guy named Toby.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's who called you.
Yeah, yeah. And he seems nice. Yeah. You guys are both like fitness buffs, right?
Yeah. I mean, we got along really well, like from the beginning, because we both are into like working out. You know, we both like hiking and outdoorsy stuff. Like that's, you know, my thing and it's his thing too. It went really well. Like he was in really good shape, like from his pictures from like the get go, you know, and like I'm really into like guys that are fit, you know, that are built and look really good. Just cause I like to do fitness as well.
Woody, you'd be out of the bed.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't be interested in this bod.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
It's okay. Anyway, so it went fine. Like I even noticed like while we were hiking, he had like ankle weights on, you know, like the ones that you put on just to kind of give yourself a little bit, you know, of extra weight around your ankles.
Overachiever.
His sweatpants like rode up and I saw, you know, so he's definitely like into working out.
Okay. I don't see a problem so far, Chandra.
Yeah. What happened?
There was no problem up until this part of the hike where we got to, like, it was, like, foggy almost. So it was, like, 5 foot, and then there was a stream there.
Okay.
And so we walked right through the stream, and there was no problem. But I noticed that he was hopping on 1 foot because he didn't want to get it wet. And I noticed that it wasn't an ankle weight. It was, like, a monitor, like an ankle bracelet, like a legal.
Like he's in trouble?
Like he's,
yeah.
Like he's on a house. I mean, are you allowed to go anywhere with those things on?
I don't know. I have no experience in that department, Nancy. I don't know.
What did you do?
I mean, I feel bad, but, like, for me, it was, like, he completely tried to hide it, and, like, he wasn't honest about it. So I just didn't, you know, like, at the end of the, like, we kept going on, like, with our date, but, like, at the end, I was just, like, I'm not gonna.
I don't know if I'd announce that to anybody, would you, Woody?
No, so you never brought it up or anything either? You just kind of let it go?
I didn't let it go. I mean, I didn't, like, want to make it a big deal, but, like, I felt like he was clearly trying to make it seem like it's something it wasn't.
All right. Hey guys, Toby here. I feel like I need to come clean.
Please do.
Okay, so, yes, I have an ankle monitor, so it is not for fashion. So I have to wear one right now because I'm on probation for public intoxication. It's unfortunately, this is the second time that had a little too much fun in the public eye. And the first time they just kind of gave me a slap on the wrist. And the second time they said, okay, we got to monitor your whereabouts and make sure you're not going like into, you know, like bars and stuff. So, yeah, I've got it, you know, for, you know, another like 2 months, but.
Why didn't you just say something about it?
Well, you know, it's a little embarrassing. And, you know, as a first date, I didn't want to be like, hey, by the way, I'm a felon.
Is that really a felony?
What do you think? Like, I guess, like, I get the fact that you saw it and maybe you're like, oh, no, he's a murderer. but not. So, I guess I'm sorry I didn't bring it up right away, but I didn't really know of a good opportunity to bring it up and not have it be weird.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know how you would even approach that subject unless you were getting naked. You know what I mean?
Don't be doing that out on the hiking trails.
Well, I mean, this is just like, you know, an innocent kind of thing. But, I mean, he's being honest now, right?
Yeah. Does that mean anything to you, Chandra?
I mean, like, I'll admit I thought in my mind, because I didn't know exactly why he had the monitor, I pictured something, you know, like you said, a little bit worse, I suppose. But at the same time, it's not really something I want to, like, get mixed up in. So, not really. I'm not interested.
Well, I suppose we should offer. Nick, do we make the offer now? Okay, that's our boss.
Even though she said she's not interested?
Well, we got to do it. It's legality.
Okay. Well, what we can do here at K99.1 FM is set you guys up with that second date where we can provide the limo, the $150 dinner gift card. Yeah. What else, Nancy?
Concert tickets, something fun to do. We can wait till the ankle bracelet comes off if you want to.
2 months. 2 months, he said.
But you both have to say yes right now.
I'm going to pass, honestly.
I mean, to be honest, like, I can't believe that you're going to turn this down, you know, just because of this one thing. I mean,
I get it, but, like, at the same time, I don't really know, like, you that well. You know what I'm saying? So it's not my type of person that I like to associate myself with. So I'm going to have to pass.
Yeah, like, I don't do drugs or anything. Like, I just had a couple too many drinks.
I don't know what else to say. Like, it's not there for me.
All right, well, I mean, I appreciate you guys trying, I guess. It is what it is.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.